Hello, Tom Shanklin here. Glad to be with you today. I've got a message for you from the Lord about how to get what you need from the Lord. We're going to read a story about a woman. You may have heard the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. This was a woman who had a tremendous problem. She had a flow of blood from her body for 12 long years. But she heard about Jesus, and she came in the press behind, and she touched his garment, and she received what she needed from the Lord. Now, this is, of course, from the Word of God, from the Bible. It's the truth. It's a message to you and I. And it's something that happened 2,000 years ago as Jesus walked the earth. But I want, as we read this story and as we talk about this today, I want you to realize that this is not just history. This is not just a nice story about something that Jesus did 2,000 years ago when he walked the earth, when he did those things. Because I've come to tell you that Jesus still does these things. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And not only that, but he told his believers in John 14, 12, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Well, when he went to his Father, he poured out the Holy Spirit. And I've come to tell you, the Holy Spirit is still here, and he's still doing miracles today. Amen. So I'm going to talk to you about how to get what you need from the Lord. Before we get into our message, I want to mention a special ministry tool that we have used for years and years. It's called the Healing CD, Healing Scriptures and Prayers by Tom Shanklin. And what it is 1 hour of scriptures from throughout the Word of God that are designed to bring blessing into your life. It's not a sermon. It's just me reading scriptures, leading you in a confession of faith, and then praying according to the Word of God. And a lot of people have been blessed by this. A lot of people have been healed. A lot of people have just received peace. So it's a tremendous blessing, and I'll tell you, if you just go over to our website at www.shanklinministries.org, you'll find it. Go to the store or just look around. You'll see it. It's on the homepage, the very first page of the website. You'll find it, the Healing CD, and you can get it on CD or you can get it by MP3. So let's get into our message right away here. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. We're going to read from the Word of God. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. Well, thank God for physicians, but they can't fix everything. But I tell you, I know somebody who can. And had suffered many things from many physicians, and she had spent all she had, so she was broke. And she had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Well, it's a sad case, amen. So she was sick. She had this issue of blood. And, you know, I'll tell you something about that. When you're bleeding, when you're losing blood continually, it's like the life is draining out of you. You know, they didn't probably know about hemoglobin back in those days. But in your blood, there's something called hemoglobin, and it needs to be at a certain level in order to maintain the health of your physical organs, your heart, your lungs, and your kidneys, and all your organs need blood, and it needs this certain level of hemoglobin. And when you're bleeding, you lose that, and you just become very, very weak. It's a big problem. So she had a physical problem, a major physical problem. She had a financial problem because all her money was spent on doctors. And she also had a social problem because in that culture and with their religion that she had, she was not supposed to be out in public. She was to be more or less shunned because she had this issue of blood. But I tell you, Jesus loves people and he loves you. And no matter what problem you have, I'm telling you, there's power from God to heal you. And we want to talk about how to appropriate that power. You know, God has promised healing. There's many promises in the Word of God concerning healing. We mentioned that Healing CD. That's got all those promises in it. from, you know, Exodus 15, where the Lord says, I am the Lord that heals you. I am your physician. He is, you know, he's decided to be your doctor, amen, and to take care of you. And Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By his stripes we were healed. And I was quoting there from 1 Peter 2:24, but it's actually refers back to Isaiah 53. Many promises in the scripture. In fact, really, healing's a done deal. It's already taken care of. But you have to appropriate it. You have to receive it. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, it's like the government can give you something, can say, all right, you know, you can receive this. If you turn in your taxes, you know, you can get a tax credit of $1,000. Well, that's great, but you have to, you know, you have to fill out the forms. You have to receive what has been given. And it's the same way with the Lord. He's given you healing, but you have to receive it. And this woman, she received it. And there's something in this story that will help you and I to receive what we need from the Lord. You know, that's a very, very powerful word, receive, receive. It's used many places in the scripture. One place that comes to mind is in John, the first chapter, the 12th verse. It says, as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. Now think of it. The Bible tells us that when we receive Jesus, he gives us the right to become a child of God. Hallelujah. So we come out of darkness into his glorious light. We come out of the family of the devil and come into the family of God. We are in the family and blessed of the Lord. Amen. And it happens when you receive Jesus. The Greek word there is lambano, which means to grasp hold of. And this is what we need to do. And we need to grasp hold of Jesus to become children of God. And we need to grasp hold of the hem of his garment to receive our healing today. Amen. You know, one time I heard a story, or read a story actually, in a little Christian magazine that I picked up when I was in Canada and I was traveling. And actually I had planned to preach on this text that night. And I opened up this little magazine, a little small, you know, magazine, and it was talking about a lady. They gave a testimony of a lady who had read this story about the woman with the issue of blood, how she touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. And she began to apply that spiritually. Now, Jesus, of course, Jesus is not physically on the earth today, in case you didn't know. He's gone to heaven and he's poured out the Holy Spirit, but he is here by his Holy Spirit. Amen. And just as this woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed, we could touch the hem of his garment in the realm of the Spirit and receive the miracle power of God. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to receive what God has for you today. Amen. Because it's time that we lay hold of what God has for us. Amen. It's time for the miracles to begin to flow in your life and in my life like never before. Amen. Because God is a healer. Amen. And God loves you and he's for you and he's given you promises, but we need to take them. Amen. Can I have an amen today? Can you shout amen over there? Praise the Lord wherever you are. Amen. If you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on a podcast or if you're on our website, you know, we want you to know God loves you and he's for you and he has a plan to deliver you from the problem that you're in today. So I want you to learn how to receive from the Lord today, how to get what you need from the Lord today. Well, it says in verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came in the press behind and she touched his garment, for she said, if I can just touch his garment, if I can only touch his clothes, I shall be well. Praise God. If I can just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be well. See, she heard about Jesus. She heard the message. You and I have heard the message about Jesus, how he heals, how he saves, how he delivers. Amen. But then she said, well, I've heard about Jesus. I heard about how he makes the lame to walk and the blind to see and the deaf to hear. And if I can just touch his garment, I shall be healed. Amen. She didn't just look at the stories about how other people had received. She said, I'm going to get something from the Lord. Amen. I'm going to receive what I need from the Lord. I've been to all these doctors for all these years. I spent all the money I have. But today, I'm going to get something from the Lord. Amen. So she heard about Jesus. And then she said, she began to speak her faith. You know, it's so important that we speak our faith. Jesus made such a powerful statement in Mark 11:23. He says, whoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Amen. So we need to say it. We need to speak it. We need to speak our faith. You know, one scripture says, we receiving that same spirit of faith, we have believed, therefore we speak. We should speak our faith. You know, we need to speak our faith to receive Christ. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, her confession was part of the process. She confessed that if I can just touch his garment, I shall be healed. She was speaking her faith, but then she did something about it. It says she came in the press behind. She didn't just say, you know, keep confessing over and over again. She went and got her healing from the Lord. Amen. She acted her faith. Amen. And she received it from the Lord. So this woman, she heard it, and then she began to see it. In other words, the things that she heard created a picture in her mind. She heard about the lepers being healed and the lame walking. And she said, that can happen to me. And she began to see herself receiving her healing. Then she began to speak about it. And so she spoke her faith. And then she acted her faith. And she went after the Lord and received from him. Amen. We're talking about how to receive from the Lord. So she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Amen. Now, this is the result of faith. It's not just that, oh, and I feel good because, you know, I read the 23rd Psalm and I feel better now. I have a little comfort in my heart. No, she got a miracle. Are you listening? She got a miracle from the Lord. Amen. And you can too. Hallelujah. Her affliction was healed. The blood stopped. Amen. The miracle took place because she believed in the Lord. Amen. And she put her faith into action. She spoke it. She said it. She went and got it. Amen. And she received from the Lord. Amen. Oh, I tell you, we got to be active in our faith. Amen. Praise God. And it says here, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? You see, here's Jesus walking down the road, and there's people just thronging him. They all heard about, you know, these miracles, and they were all thronging him and touching him, you know. And he said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, Jesus, the whole crowd is thronging you. What do you mean, who touched me? Because you see, somebody touched him with a touch of faith. Somebody reached out and got what they needed from the Lord. Amen. And that was this little woman. And he recognized it because the power of the Holy Spirit flowed out of him, and he recognized it. Now, this tells us something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, is tangible. It's not just some imaginary thing that's just, you know, we talk nice about what the Holy Spirit does. No, there's power. The Holy Spirit is power. He felt it go out of him. She felt in her body that she was healed. And you can feel the power of the Holy Spirit go into you and do a miracle too. And this is what I want to say to you today. We need to draw on the Lord. Amen. There was something in her that was like a spiritual vacuum, just pulling on the Lord. And we need to pull on the Lord and draw upon his power. You know, the scripture says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Sit passively and you'll never receive anything. But we need to actively pursue the Lord. See, she pursued the anointing of God. She went after it. She went after that power, amen? And she received something from the Lord, amen? And this is what God wants us to do. The Holy Spirit is tangible. Many times in the scriptures, it talks about the Holy Spirit at like water, like living water. Remember, Jesus talked to the woman at the well. He says, if you knew who you were talking to, if you knew that you were talking to the Messiah, you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water. And he said that living water would be like a well of water in you springing up into everlasting life. And when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit comes in and he's like a well inside of you, welling up, welling up, welling up, life, 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 life. And it's not just a metaphor, folks. It's a reality. It's a spiritual reality because you can sense the reality of the Holy Spirit in your life when you receive Christ. And not only then, the Holy Spirit will flow out of you. In John chapter 7, Jesus said, he that believes in me, the Spirit will flow out of him like rivers of living water. Rivers of living water will flow out of his heart or flow out of his belly. Amen. See, this river of life flows out of us. We used to sing a song years ago. There's a river of life. I better not sing. My singing's not very good. I've listened to it on recording. It sounds good in my head, but you know. But the song went, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Amen. Opens prison doors, lets the captives free, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Amen. And this is the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's not, you know, God's not too old to do something in your life. Amen. That power of the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus's life, that was in Peter's life, that was in Paul's life, that was in the disciples' life, the miracles that happened in the Bible, they're still for today because that power of the Holy Spirit is just as strong today as it was in those days. But we need to appropriate that power. We need to draw upon that power. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, many times in the scriptures it talks about drawing on the Lord. For example, okay, in Psalm 34:8 it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Taste of the Lord. See the Lord. Amen. He's talking to us about tapping in spiritually to what God has for you. Amen. There's a spiritual reality here that we need to get a hold of. Something real happened when this woman touched the hem of his garment. Amen. Psalm 37 verses 3 and 4 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. God is real. Amen. And his power is real. Psalm 37, 7 through 9. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Amen. And you give them drink from the rivers of your pleasure. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Amen. So there's a spiritual reality of this drinking of the Holy Spirit. You know, on the day of Pentecost, everybody thought the disciples were drunk because they were so happy. They were so full of joy, because when you're full of the Holy Spirit, you're full of joy. And God wants us to drink from the rivers of his pleasure. With him is the fountain of life. It talked about in Jeremiah, God says to his people, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewn themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." He said they've committed two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. They have forsaken me, the one that can give them joy. And what else did they do? They hewed themselves out cisterns that can hold no water. In other words, broken cisterns, empty religious tradition that has no power. And the Bible tells us in the last days, there would be those who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. I'm talking about power today. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the reality of God in your life. I'm talking about someone that can come in your life and bring healing to you. Amen. As you draw upon him, as you seek him. Oh, draw near to God and he'll just leave you alone. No, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. You know, the Bible said, Jesus said, "He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Amen. So like this woman, she came, and I'll tell you what, she didn't leave empty. She got what she needed from the Lord. Amen. And that's what she said. "I'm going to get what I need from the Lord." Amen. And she went and she touched the hem of his garment. Amen. And power went out of him. Something real, something tangible. Amen. And this tangible power of the Holy Spirit is available for you today. And we're just going to pray in a few minutes, amen. And we're going to believe for a miracle in your life and a miracle in my life, amen. And we're going to never be the same because the Holy Spirit brings change, amen. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. In Revelation 22:17, it says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears come, and let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely." So the Holy Spirit is saying, "Come on, I've got something for you." The bride, God's people, are speaking this. Come and receive of these living waters, these rivers of living water that God has for you today. Well, let's finish the story and then we'll pray. It says, "And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power..." And that Greek word there is dunamis, the word we get dynamite from, amen. Something that's able to change your life, amen, and change the trajectory of your life, amen, for the good. "But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitudes thronging you, and you say, who touched me?' And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter,'" I love that, "daughter." You know, this is what God speaks to us when we come to Jesus. He calls us daughter or son or my child because we're in the family and he loves us. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Amen. Go in peace. No more doctor bills. Praise God. Oh, praise God. You are healed. Amen. Why? Your faith has made you healed. Well, what is faith now? Well, the Bible tells us what faith is. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an evidence in your heart of what you desire, that it's yours, amen? And it's based upon the word of God because the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing. Remember, she heard. You know, now she maybe didn't hear the Bible verses from the healing CD, but she heard about the miracles and that her faith was quickened because of that. You know, and God gives us faith. It's a gift from God, amen? The ability to believe in your heart. So feed on his faithfulness. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in him. Begin to trust in the Lord. Begin to draw upon his power. Amen. And you know, she received an instant miracle. Hey, sometimes we may need to just keep drawing. Amen. Just keep standing and to receive our miracles. Sometimes they're instant. We've seen many instant miracles. But sometimes we have to stand in faith and draw upon him. Amen. And just come to him and just lay it all before him and cry out to him and draw upon his power. And I tell you, God wants to touch you today. God wants you to open your heart and lambano, receive all that he has for you. You're going to get something from the Lord today. Just like this woman 2,000 years ago, she got something from the Lord. Amen. And so we're just going to approach Jesus. We're going to grab a hold of the hem of his garment and not let go. Amen. So just say these words. And if you never come to Christ, you can do that right now too. Just say these words. Just say, "Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus. I believe he died for me on the cross so that all my sins might be forgiven. And today I receive him as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for forgiving me and bringing me into your family and making me a child of God today. I confess Jesus is my Lord. I turn from my sin and I receive Jesus. And I thank you today, Lord, for a miracle in my life. Lord, I'm going to just grab hold of the hem of his garment. I'm going to come in the press behind. I'm going to push through all the doubt and unbelief that's in my mind or that people have spoken over my life. And I'm going to take hold of what Jesus has for me today. Now, Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon each one that is watching or listening right now. That anointing of the Holy Spirit that we talked about, that power, that living water, amen, those rivers of your pleasure, that they would flow right now in a powerful way, Lord, and they would receive what they need from the Lord. I thank you for miracles today. I thank you for cancers dissolving in Jesus' name, or melting, or whatever they need to do. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command neurological problems to be healed in Jesus' name. I command all confusion to go in Jesus' name. Dementia, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. Skin problems, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for miracles in your people. Thank you, you love your people. Thank you for healing your people, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, folks, we'd love to hear from you. You can get on our website at www.shanklinministries.org, and you can write to us there through the contact page. A lot of other good things there. Sign up for our emails, and you'll get notified whenever a new video or audio comes out, or article. We write articles too. My wife is a really good writer. People love her stuff. So anyway, get on the website, sign up for our emails, stay in touch with us, pray for us, and we're going to continue to pray for you. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.